This is Rabbi Nissan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Tuesday, December 20th, 2022. We continue, Testament Aleph 9a, the second section, the green text. Amar Rabbi Parnach, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Parnach in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Osa Shana Lo Osa Yisrael Es Yom HaKippurim. That's actually amazing, right? Because 7 days before Sukkot, they're celebrating, they're eating, they're drinking. They did not keep Yom Kippur. And they were pretty nervous, and they said, "Shemen eschayvu, soneim shall Yisrael kilaya." Right? Maybe the enemies of Israel, which is always a euphemism for the Jews, right? Maybe they will might be liable for a kliya, for destruction. They didn't keep Yom Kippur. Yatza bas kol ba'amar lahem. So the heavenly voice comes out and says to them, "Kulchem mizumanim lechayi ha'olam haba." Right, you're all invited to the world to come. Don't worry, you're not going to be, utterly destroyed. Now the Gemara asks this fascinating question, right? My drush, right? How did they learn this out? It's a bat kol. I'll leave that for another time, but that's an interesting question. Usually you don't need a logic for a bat kol, right? But the Gemara really wants to know, why does that make sense? Right? Why does it work? They didn't keep Yom Kippur. So Amru kal v'chomer. Right, they built themselves a logical argument. Uma Mishkan. Right, when we come to the Mishkan, that's traveling tabernacle in the desert. Shein kedushas kedushas olam. Right, it does not have a permanent sanctity. Right, once the Mishkan is taken apart, right, loses its sanctity. Once the Beis Hamikdash is built, the Mishkan is right no longer kadosh. V'korban yachid doches Shabbos de isur skila, right? And an individual sacrifice pushes aside Shabbos. Now Shabbos is an isur skila. The punishment for violating Shabbos is stoning, right? Now that is a serious punishment. Now what's the individual, the korban yachid? So that's when the tribes each brought their own korban, right? The 12 tribes brought their korbanos. So that's an individual korban, and one of them brought it on Shabbos. So for the Mishkan, which has non-permanent sanctity, an individual can bring a korban even on Shabbos, even though the prohibition is crazy serious, right? The highest we can get. How much more so by Mikdash, by the temple, by the Beis HaMikdash? The Kedushas, so Kedushas Olam. Right, the sanctity there is permanent. It is eternal. Ve'korban sibur. And the offerings that were brought as part of the celebration were public offerings, not private offerings. Ve'yom ha'kippurim da'anush karis. And we're talking about Yom Kippur, which is serious as Yom Kippur is. The prohibition of eating on Yom Kippur is karis, is excision. It is not stoning or death at the hands of Beis Din. Right, lo kol shekein. How much more so that it should be mutter? Right, once it's permitted in the desert, in those circumstances, it will be permitted in Israel under these. Ella amai hayudagin. So then, that's so convincing. What the heck were they worried about? So they said, no, hasam tzorech gavoa. There, the tribes in the Siyam were bringing as part of the. Right, consecration is for the purpose of heaven of Gavoa on high. Hachatzorech hejod. Here, the celebration is for the right, for the regular people for eating. So that's why they might have thought it was different. Comes the bat kol to say, "Don't worry, you guys are all good." Okay, so Achanami, the Gemara is not yet finished. It says, "Me avdu le avdu." Right, let them do the korbanos. Mechal lo nechlu velo lishtu. But don't eat and don't drink. I mean, you didn't have to. You could bring the korbanos without having to violate Yom Kippur. The Gemara retorts, "In simcha velo achila ushtia." No, there is no joy without eating and drinking. And during this 7 day festival, you had to. Rejoice. Now, let's go back to our Kal v'chomer, right? So we said, the Mikdash, which is A, B, and C, is so much more serious than the Mishkan, than the Tabernacle, which is you know, D, E, and F. Now we want to go and say, well, wait a minute. How do we know that that's indeed true and that the Mishkan, you could, one of the tribes, can actually violate Shabbos? Mishkan didachi Shabbos minala, the Mishkan, that the Mishkan pushes aside Shabbos for the Korbanos of the Nesiim. Where do we know that from? Ilema midichsiv. If it's from the fact that it says in the Pesukim in Chumash, Bayom HaRishon Bayom HaShvi, it says on day one, the first Nasi Bro, on the seventh day, the seventh Nasi Bro, that's got to be Shabbos. So the Gemara says, no, that's not approved. Dilma Shvi Le Korbanos. Maybe that's the first day you could bring Korbanos, then the second day, then the seventh day you could bring Korbanos, which was going to be Sunday and not Shabbos. The fact that it says, and the seventh day, doesn't mean it's Shabbos. It means it's the seventh day they're bringing, they're eligible to bring Korbanos. So Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar Kra. No, so he has another pasuk. B'yom ashtei asar yom. Right? On B'yom, on the day of the 12th day. Right? We see that one of those yoms, shtickle extra. What does that come to teach us? Ma yom kulo ratzuf, just like a day. You can't split a day in half and do like, you know, a half a day here and take half of Sunday now and take half of Sunday 3 days later. Right? A day is 24 straight hours, consecutive hours, ratzuf. Avashtei asar kulan ritzufin. So too, the 12 are contiguous, straight, continuous. Right, contiguous is probably land masses. So let's do continuous. So you know it's 1 to 12 straight. That has to include a Shabbos. The Dilma, the Gemara is not yet finished. Double down. The Dilma yomim ha-ru'im, ha-ru'im. Maybe it's consecutive days of days that are eligible. So k'siv kra achrina, we have another pasuk. V'yom shnei masar yom. Right, on the 12th day. Right, b'yom ashtei asayom is the 11th day, now it's b'yom shnei masayom is the 12th day. All right, so that second one comes to teach you, ma yom kula ratzuf, af shnei masayom kulan ritzufin. Just like the one day is continuous, 24 hours, so too the 12 days are continuous. We'll continue the proof. We have another question and a conclusion that we'll do tomorrow, because this concludes our learning for today. Please come back, join me tomorrow.